Republican senators find anti-Trump messages on body bags at their homes. By Joshua Kaplan on December 1, 2020. A group of activists placed body bags with anti-Trump messages outside the homes of several Republican senators on Tuesday, expressing fury over the state of coronavirus relief negotiations. Fox News reports. Activists hauled the black body bags out of the back of a rented truck and lined them up in front of the Washington residences of Republican Senators Mitch McConnell, Susan Collins, James Inhofe, and Lindsey Graham. Many of the bags were tagged with white signs that said Trump COVID death and were meant to symbolize the more than 270,000 people who have died in the United States as a result of the pandemic. GOP senators led by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have been blocking House pass COVID relief for months, the Spaces in Action group said in a post on Twitter. Today we brought the bodies to their doorsteps. Collins personally found the body bags outside her Washington, D.C. home on Tuesday morning, according to the Daily Caller. Senator Inhofe's office rejected the blame leveled by the group, saying they should be upset with top congressional Democrats. May I suggest they try sharing their concerns with Speaker Nancy Pelosi or Senator Chuck Schumer? They are the ones holding up relief, not Senator Inhofe, said an Inhofe spokesperson. A bipartisan group of lawmakers on Tuesday unveiled compromise legislation for a new round of coronavirus stimulus worth more than $900 billion that is aimed at breaking months of deadlock between the House and Senate. The group included Senators Mark Warner, DBA, and Mitt Romney, RUT, and specified their COVID emergency relief framework, which calls for $288 billion in small business support and $180 billion for extended unemployment insurance, among other fiscal appropriations. The UPI contributed to this report.